This is Great FM.
Kids these days, old people from the past. Yeah, now I'm not quoting an often seen or heard exchange between parents and kids, but actually a few sentiments that have no place in the workplaces of today. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Great FM. I'm Ahalya. And today we're taking the podcast series from Great HR further with another conversation rooted in the world of HR. Now, as a former brat, I have to admit, I feel quite lucky that the value of generational wisdom, experience, and all of the perspectives that come with that experience, right, were brought to my notice very early on in my career. And this happened through mentors that have completely changed my life for the better. And I met them in my places of work, not anywhere else. And not once did they doubt me. In fact, they did the very opposite. They encouraged me. When I messed up, they held me accountable, but that didn't mean I didn't get second chances. They pushed me to do better and have always had my back. So to be honest, if I had not met them, I might still be learning the very things they taught me quite early on in my career, maybe 10 to 15 years into my professional life. And this brings me to generational diversity. Generational diversity in the workplace is actually a very valuable and beautiful thing, as it is in our communities as well. But it's a cultural diversity and inclusion concept that isn't always given the attention that it might deserve. This entire thing is a two-way street of respect and collaboration. And those, in retrospect, you know, are just tenets of a successful workplace. But understanding how we can facilitate and carve out this aspect of inclusivity is something we definitely need a little help with. So to take the conversation further is Suchandra Datta, Head People and Culture India, Aleph Semiconductor. Hi, Suchandra. How are you?
Hey, hi, Ahalya. I'm doing good. And thank you so much for inviting me to this Great FM podcast. And yes, generational diversity is very much existing. I mean, to be very honest, when I was shared this topic, I was thinking like, you know, we have lived in this from the day we are born, right?
Right.
But sometimes we just don't realize this fact because it comes with a flow. But when you transplant this whole thing into the workplace, I think the dynamics changes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting place to start the conversation. And I'm, you know, Suchandra, quite a positive person. I'm definitely not a negative person. And I usually start conversations on a very high note of all the things that are going right. But today I want to do play my Uno reverse card and ask you, you know, what we maybe see going wrong in the space of generational diversity in the workplace.
Oh, no, if you see at the generational diversity at the workplace, I think we have the tendency to overgeneralize or stereotype the employees, you know, based on the generational cohort. So what does it usually lead to is like, you know, a lot of misunderstandings, communications, and sometimes even discriminations. If you look at it, generational difference, as you know, you mentioned in your opening comment, is a very good thing to have because it provides a lot of insights via you know, individual behaviors and preferences. When we assume that all individuals within a certain generation, they possess certain traits that can be leveraged and certain traits that can be problematic. So we need to understand these gaps as an organization whenever we are dealing with generational diversity.
Right.
So most often, if you look at it in a conversation, we have some freshers joining in and you have the leads in it and they have a generational diversity. Being open to ideas from both the parties is very important. Right. And collaboration is important. So I think what we get wrong is that we fall into the trap that we create policies, programs, or communication strategies without understanding, considering the unique needs of and aspirations of each individuals.
Right.
So, you know, when we look at it and we understand that these gaps are there, there are certain traits which can be leveraged and consider them. When we devise our policies and programs and communication strategies, we will be, you know, creating a more effective approach and understanding how they can interact with each other. And what are the other factors like culture, personality, and life experiences can influence and make a positive impact on your workforce when you have a generational diversity to deal with.
Nice. Okay, that's interesting because you're saying take a more individual or customized personal approach to each and every person's existing skill set and see, how that ties into their experience and what that can contribute to, their efforts in the workplace. I think that's a very interesting outlook because there are hundreds and thousands of stats and figures, that point to the value of a successful team, right? And in fact,
Right.
the Gartner study, if I have to quote these, facts and figures, a Gartner study says team performance improves by 30% when the environment is inclusive. A McKinsey study says that diversity in the workplace increases profitability by 36%. And, the list of the benefits, I think, just goes on and on and on.
Yes.
So it's obviously a good thing to be inclusive. And one of the ways to do that is to be generationally inclusive, right? So why do you think this one kind of inclusivity or diversity is something that people just aren't paying attention to? And, what is the roadblock there? Is it maybe not considered as important?
See, what happens is with organizations with the generational diversity, one is it's not that it is not important. I think it's also about the fact that the lack of awareness that we need to understand this generational diversity and do something about it. Now, if you look at today's larger workplace, right, how many generations do you think are working at the same time? Yeah, just see the larger organizations. No,
two or
it
three.
will be almost four. If you look at
Oh,
it, almost four, right? If you start off, like there are still people from the baby boomer generation who are still working, and then you have the new generation Z and all coming into the workforce as
That's
well,
very
right? In
true.
various different points. So you are dealing at a point with four generations at a given point in time, correct? And just think about the diversity that is bringing in. So I think first of all, you need to be aware. See, today the retirement ages are not 60 anymore. So how the organizations understand this, start becoming aware of this whole gap that they have, then they will be able to kind of, start noticing, being more inclusive. And another thing is also, like, I feel it's also about resistance to change. Actually, I was having a conversation with my junior who is like, three generations below me almost. So I was like trying to understand what do they feel about this generational diversity? How would they feel to any of these policies making maybe customized and all? So they were like, I would want to understand why are you doing it. I would be maybe more resistant to change also. I want everything to be given to everyone. Those are also coming from individual generations, resistance to change. And maybe I think also it's about the short-term focus. I think focus of organizations, where do they lie? Do they want to actually kind of, focus on this generational diversity aspect, or more in terms of, the professional or business growth, top line, bottom line kind of, area. So that matters always for them. If things are working fine, why organization will bother to deal with the generational diversity and inclusiveness? So yeah, until and unless we have the correct focus, the leadership really understands this and wants to do something about it, organizations will not start looking into this aspect of generational diversity and do the positive outcomes out of
So, like anything in life, until you're, offered the benefits of it, you're not going to take it
it.
seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what would those benefits be according to you, Sujandra?
So, see, one of the biggest benefits is, as I mentioned, is today people like in a senior or in a certain age when they are retiring, do we really want to lose that workforce out? Or do we want them to be inclusive with us and continue working? Because they do have a lot of knowledge that they bring in. The benefits is always like trying to be open, hearing from each other, and accepting the other person's view. You may agree to disagree, but what more important is understanding that there is one perspective, there is one more perspective, and seeing how it works and fits best for the organization.
But that brings me to an interesting perspective then, Suchandra, which is, do you think that there are actually just fundamental differences between generations that make this kind of diversity and inclusion to be facilitated kind of challenging?
Absolutely. I mean, look at your own families, right? You will always see in our generation, in my parents' generation, we have such a great differences of ideologies in itself. And the same thing carries into the workforce as well, right? It's very difficult. It's a challenge. So you both of them needs to see the benefits, maybe meet halfway. We are not expecting people to spend now maybe 20 years or all their life into one organization all throughout, right? But if they see the benefit that, hey, you know what, I spend some 2 years, 3 years with an organization and I learn and I grow and my value add is coming, then I will be there for longer times.
Yeah, and I think somewhere there is also the idea that an organization then has to take the onus if they see, right, in generations coming into the workforce, if they see potential and they see scope for, you know, real growth and contribution to the organization's success, that they actually provide the generation, I think, with the motivation to stick around. That's
absolutely
also part of HR's responsibilities, right, in that sense.
Absolutely. Any organization you are in, whether you are in a MNC, large organization, you're in a startup, small organization, you need to understand what you want to get out from this different generational people that you are hiring.
And I think it's a lot about also valuing what any generation, given the times that they've been through or the times that they currently live in, can bring to the organization. I'm sure everyone has something to contribute. So it's just about recognizing that and valuing it. But on that note, I do want to maybe provide our listeners with some tangible, you know, advice. So from you, when you look at, you know, the different generations, say a newer generation and an older one, in their interactions with each other, what are some of the behaviors you'd recommend, say, the older generation having when they're interacting with newer, you know, a newer workforce and vice versa?
I think for both of them, one very important aspect is the ability to recognize and appreciate. Acknowledging the contribution and experience that the older generation is bringing into the workplace is important. As an organization, we also need to highlight their achievements, their success stories, and recognize their expertise. When my friends are there with an organization for a longer time period, like say 15 years, 20 years, I will say, what makes you stick around to it for such a long time?
Right.
And same question is sometimes is asked by their kids. I have seen it. Dad will never change the organization. He is stuck to it. Kind of a scenario. The reason that they are there also because they are getting this recognition and appreciation from the organization and from the other newer generation people also, which is being added to the workforce. Similarly, when we learn that, hey, we need to appreciate, recognize, and if get that, we will be good. Next is also, if you are dealing with an older generation, skill development is very important. If you are not developing the skill of your older employees in the system, how would you expect them to be valuable or be asked for in the organization, right? So you also need to ensure that they are in, you know, in sync with the current trends, market trends, industry trends, technologies, and also to enhance their job performance. And another thing, I think this, when you talk about the value that each of the generations will seek from each other, is create good mentorship programs. Leverage the knowledge of your older employees, okay? Put them to mentor younger employees in a way wherein they can pass valuable knowledge, institutional knowledge. And I think it's more important that you foster the sense of fulfillment in them.
Foster the sense of fulfillment. I think that is really beautiful and very insightful as well, Suchandra. You know, with that, we've reached the end of today's conversation, but I'm just so pleased with how it's gone, because a lot of insight into what is lacking when it comes to the outlook on generational diversity and, you know, the gaps that can be filled and should be filled, as well as how they can be filled. So thank you so much for your insights on today's episode of Great FM.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Lovely. Everyone, we will carry on the series with a new episode shortly, but I think a lot to take from today's conversation. Generational diversity explored. Thank you, Suchandra. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you.
This is Great FM.